report on 32 to 34 yards.
So before that, we should have pushed out the time with some, you know, some humility to offer some humble charm to beg for the mercy of Shimar Bhagavatam. Narayana Namaskritya Narunchayana Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jagmudirye Vere Ramayane Cheva Purani Bharate Tata Aduante Chamadecha Hari Sapatra Giyate Mukam Karuti Vacharam Pangum Langete Giri Chatri Patamam Bande Sri Guru Dinatarina Paramananda Madhavam Dharma Prujita Kaitavutra Paramanin Masaranam Satam Vedyam Vastava Matra Vasishivadam Tapodrayamana Shumar Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kinga Padirishvara Sati Urujavarjatitra Kriti Bishushushu Bishtatkyanat Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam Surukamukat Amritatra Sangitam Pivata Bhagavatam Samarayam Urabhurasika Bhuvibhavuka Anatho Pasaman Satcha Bhakti Yoga Madhukyaji Lokasya Janato Vidam Sakre Sarvata Sangitam Yasam Vesmujamanayam Krishna Param Purusha Bhakti Upadete Tum Sasurkamo Go Vayapo Shimar Bhagavatam Puran Molam Jat Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmetanam Samekamolam Gyanam Paramagiyate Tatro Gyana Viraga Vaiti Saitam Naskarmyam Adushkritam Tarsruvan Supatam Vicharano Paro Bhakti Abhimuche Naru Artayum Brahma Sutranam Bharatartho Vinirnayu Gayatri Vasarupasu Vidatto Parigrubitu Sarva Viditi Asanam Saram Saram Samadritam Sarva Vidanto Saram Shumar Bhagavatam Isyate Tadrusam Tatrutasyo Nanyatro Sabadati Kvachi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Jamanese Tambayari Tata Chatea Vijay Swapya Swara Tene Brahmavita Yati Kavaji Mujanti Jasurane Tejo Gari Vidan, Vinimaya Jatati Sagun Sadamna Svinasata, Nirastaku Vakam Satyam Karam Dimahi, Aratyo Bhagavan Raji Satanayas, Tathama Vrindavan, Rame Kwachi Rupasana Rajava Dhruva Chena, Chakapita. Shumad Bhagavatam Pramana Malam, Prima Pumartumam, Si Chaitana Mahaprabhu Matamidam, Tatradar Napada. Prantra Ashma Bhagavatam Ki.
Chaya.
Just look at the words. Remain,
remain.
Taya,
taya.
Cha,
cha.
Atma, taya.
Atma,
atma, arama.
Atma, arama.
Api,
api.
Akanditaha,
akanditaha.
Kaminam,
kaminam.
Darshayam,
darshayam.
Darshayam,
darshayam.
Deinyam,
deinyam.
Strinam,
strinam.
Chaiva,
Chaiva,
Duran Matam,
Duran Matam,
Remetaya Chadmarata,
Remetaya Chadmarata,
Remetaya Chadmarata,
Remetaya Chadmarata,
Admara Mogya Kanditaha,
Admara Mogya Kanditaha,
Admara Mogya Kanditaha,
Admara Mogya Kanditaha,
Kaminam darshan danyam
Kaminam darshan danyam
Kaminam darshayan danyam
Kaminam darshayan danyam
Srinam cheva duratmantam
Srinam cheva duratmatam
Srinam cheva duratmatam
Srinam cheva duratmatam
Remetaya chatmarata
Remetaya chatmarata
Admara mogya kandita
Admara mogya kandita
Kaminam darshayam deinyam
Kaminam darshayam deinyam
Srinam cheva duratmatam
Srinam cheva duratmatam
Verses, Sanskrit and translation, then I come to the last one, and we read the meaning word for word, and then translation. Does it make sense? So we know where we're coming from. Atra prasu navachaya piyate piyasakrita prapada kramana ete pasyanta sakalipade. This is verse 32, translation. Just see how in this place dear Krishna collected flowers for his beloved. Here he has left the impression of only the front part of his feet because he was standing on his toes to reach the flowers. 33. Kesha prasadhanam tvatra tvatra kaminya kamina kritam Tani Judayata Kanta Upavishtaviya Dhruvam. Translation of verse 33. Suddenly Krishna sat down here with his girlfriend to arrange her hair. The lusty boy must have made a crown for that lusty girl out of the flowers he had collected. The short book of that, very short. I must read it. The acharyas explained that Sri Krishna wanted to decorate Radharani's hair with the forest flowers he had collected. Therefore, they sat down together facing the same direction, with Radharani between Krishna's knees. And Krishna proceeded to arrange her hair with flowers and make a flower crown for her, crowning her as the goddess of the forest. Thus, the romantic young boy and girl played and joked together in Vrindavan. That was it. I just said Prabhupada, actually, Prabhupada's stories. So now, we come to the verse on board. We're going to read the meaning. I just repeat that verse myself in the meaning. Remetaya charmarata Admaramo Vyakanditaha Kaminam Dashanam Deyam Deyam Srinam Jeva Duratmata. The meaning of the word Rene, he enjoyed Daya with her Cha and Admarataha, he who takes pleasure only within himself. Adma Aramaha, completely self-satisfied. Api, although. akanditaha, never incomplete. Kaminam, of ordinary lusty man. Darshan, darshayam, showing. Dainyam, the degraded condition. Shrinam, of ordinary women. Chaeva, also. Durat matam, the hard-heartedness. Translation of the Shloka. Habit. So the Goswami continued. Lord Krishna enjoyed with that gopi, although he enjoys only within, being so satisfied and complete in himself. Thus, by contrast, he showed the wretchedness of ordinary lust men and hard-hearted women. Please not to repeat. Lord Krishna enjoyed within, Lord Krishna enjoyed with that gopi.
Lord Krishna enjoyed with that gopi.
Although he enjoys only within,
being self-satisfied
and complete in himself.
Thus,
by contrast,
he shows
the wretchedness of ordinary lusty men and hard-hearted women. Okay, now, where we go from here? This verse directly refutes the superficial criticism materialistic people sometimes direct against Lord Krishna's pastimes. The philosopher Aristotle claimed that ordinary activities are unworthy of God. And with this idea in mind, some people declare that since the activities of Lord Krishna resemble those of ordinary human beings, he cannot be the absolute truth. But in this verse, Shivaji Goswami emphatically pointed out that Lord Krishna, on the liberated platform of spiritual self-satisfaction. This fact is indicated here by the terms Adma Rata, Adma Rama, and Akandita. It is inconceivable for ordinary people that a handsome young boy and a beautiful young girl enjoying romantic conjugal affairs in the forest moonlight can be engaging in pure activity, free from egoistic desire and lust. Yet while Lord Krishna is inconceivable to ordinary persons, those who love him can easily realize the absolute, pure nature of his activities. One may argue that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that therefore the devotees of Krishna only imagining the Lord's activities to be pure. This argument ignores many significant facts. For one, the path of Krishna consciousness of developing love for Krishna demands that a devotee strictly follow four regulated principles: no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no eating of meat, fish, or eggs. When one is free from material lusts and rises to the liberated platform beyond material desire, one realizes the absolute beauty of Lord Krishna. This process is not theoretical. It has been practiced and completed by many thousands of great sages who have left us their shining example and their brilliant teachings concerning the power of Krishna consciousness. Certainly, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. However, real beauty is perceived by the soul's eye and not by the lusty eye of the material body. Therefore, the Vedic literature repeatedly stresses that only those free from material desire can see the beauty of Lord Krishna with the eye of the pure soul, anointed with love of Godhead. It might finally be noted that upon realizing the pastimes of Lord Krishna, one becomes free of all tinges of sex desire, a stage of mind that can hardly result from meditating upon material sexual affairs. One final note, the conjugal pastimes of Krishna perfectly sound out of his qualifications as the Supreme Absolute Truth. The Vedanta states that the Absolute Truth is the source of everything, so certainly the Absolute cannot lack any of the beautiful things of this world. It is only because romantic affairs exist in a pure spiritual form in the Absolute that they can manifest in the perverted material form in this world. Thus, the apparent beauty of this world is not to be absolutely rejected. Rather, beauty should be accepted in its pure spiritual form. Since the beginning of time, men and women have been inspired to poetic rapture by the art of romance. Unfortunately, romance in this world usually leads to crushing disappointment, brought about by a change of heart or by death. Thus, although we may at first find romantic affairs beautiful and enjoyable, they are eventually spoiled by the onslaught of material nature. Still, it is unreasonable to totally reject the concept of romance. Rather, we should accept conjugal attraction in its absolute, perfect, pure form as it exists within God, without a tinge of material lust or selfishness. That pure conjugal attraction, the supreme beauty and pleasure, the supreme truth, is what we are reading about here in the page of Srimad Bhagavatam. These are the notes, commentary on this verse by Shiva as follows. I am an eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial. And thus, I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered the cycle of birth and death, material world, suffering the burning threefold miseries. Now, as a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an infinitesimal spiritual being concluded on the cross and subtle body. And so, by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained a good fortune of serving the Lord's feet and following his footsteps, the Lord's feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama. Translation again. Srila Goswami continued, Lord Krishna enjoyed that gopi, although he enjoys only within, being self-satisfied and complete in himself. Thus, by contrast, he showed the righteousness of ordinary lust men and hard-hearted women. So, this 10th Kandu Srimad Bhagavatam, it's the high, very high topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, because it deals directly with the intimate pastimes of the Supreme Son of God, Krishna. Therefore, ordinarily, it is forbidden for a neophyte boy jumping directly into the topics of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam without going systematically, you know, from the first canto. Firstly, to hear carefully the Bhagavatam form, beginning from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Would they do first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam compared to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord? So when we take action on Supreme Lord, first we are trained first to contemplate His Lord's feet and then go up, up. Similarly, Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. So we begin, we have to hear Bhagavatam carefully from the authorized personalities. Jiva Goswami is giving definition of Vedas. And Shmar Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree. That's Shmar Bhagavatam. Nigama Kalpataro Kalitam. So, Shmar Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. It is the mature fruit of Vedic knowledge. And it also Amara Puran, the spotless Puran. It explains the supreme truth, absolute truth. So when you hear Shmar Bhagavatam, you know, systematically from first hand to Jiva Goswami is given also a definition that Anadisiddha Sarvapurusha Parambarashu. Anadisiddha means the very knowledge is eternally perfect. I mean, it's no beginning. It says Krishna is no beginning. Anadi. Anadi, Adi Govinda, Sarvakarana, Karana. Govinda is the origin of everything. But he has no beginning. Anadi. So Jiva Goswami gives the definition of Vedas, because Vedas are not different from Krishna. Say Anadi Siddha, eternal perfect. Sarva Purusha Paramparashu. It had to be heard from the Purusha Parampara, from the authorized bona fide spirit succession. Sarva Purusha Paramparashu. Sarva Lokika Alokika Gyan. We learn everything. Vedas mean knowledge. Vedas mean knowledge. All knowledge comes from Veda. So, Lokika Alokika Gyan. Transcendental knowledge as well as, you know, material knowledge all comes from Vedas. A way to learn that from, the right way to hear from the right source. Aprakriti bachana chaveda. So Vedas not material. Although some in the Vedas also material knowledge is given, just like Krishna. Krishna said, Am sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam prabhatate. That in Krishna everything emanates, both spiritual and material. But Krishna is not material. He's transcendental. Similarly, Shmar Bhagavatam. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat. Ibusa Vashraya. So Bhagavatam is as good as Krishna. Tulya. Vibhu, Supreme Lord Krishna. Bhagavatam also Vibhu. So all kind of knowledge from the Shmar Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, and Shmar Bhagavatam is the essence of Vedic knowledge. So when we hear properly from the right source, we can acquire knowledge both spiritual and material. And this actually stated that the student of transcendental knowledge must know the difference between matter and spirit. Otherwise, if you don't know the difference, you cannot claim to be transcendental, because you have to know it. But it's not an ordinary thing, or by imagining, but way to hear. The Vedic Goswami says, Sarva Purusha Paramparashu, Sarva Lokika Alokika Gyan. You have to hear the transcendental narration or material description of this material energy from the right source. Then you can figure out, you can distinguish the difference between spirit and matter. So, this Maya Bhadi Jiva, or Maya Mohit Jiva, the conditions of this material world completely covered by Maya. This verse here is speaking about, warning about not, you know, considering or taking Krishna's pastime to be on the mundane plane. platform. Although those pastimes appear to be just like the activities of this material world. That's another difficulty is there. Because for people who are not spiritually advanced, they cannot distinguish. So therefore, when they hear pastime of Krishna, they immediately imagine how things are going in this material world, in the same way. There's some people like the Sahajas, the deluded conditioned souls, you know, they're trying to imitate Krishna. In fact, we're here in this material world because we want to imitate Krishna. But we should always remember that spirit and matter are just the opposite, extremely opposite. This material world is the perverted reflection of the real world, spiritual world. So everything's taking place in this material world is originally from spiritual world. Otherwise, there wouldn't be anything here. You can't speak of a shadow if there's no real object. Yeah? First you have an object, then you have a shadow, or you have a reflection. No object, no reflection. As simple as that. So everything we see in the material world, the way people, and especially we're talking about human beings, everything we're trying to carry out in this material world, everything we're trying to do, we're imitating Krishna. And this material world is a shadow of the real world. Easy to understand this. If you understand like this, we can strive to become Krishna conscious, to come out of this situation. Therefore, Mahaprabhu came. Jib jago, go to Chandra Bole. Go tell you that Jamaya Pisachira Kole. Mahaprabhu is Krishna is our well-wishing friend. Param Bandhu. He says this because the material activities which appear to be just like spiritual, it's an illusion. Just like an illusion, sometimes you become rich, sometimes you're suffering, sometimes you're enjoying, and you feel you're getting those emotions in the dream, isn't it? When you have a nightmare, when you wake up, you feel you're shaking, oh, you have a nightmare. It affects you. So we think these material emotions are to be real, but actually it's just like somebody had a nightmare and having the same feelings as if it was reality. But we don't know until Krishna tells us. Just when you're sleeping, having nightmare, you don't know that it's a nightmare. You identify with that dream, that nightmare, but only if somebody wakes you up. Oh my God, I was doing this and this in a dream, I was feeling like this in a dream, but it was just a dream. So we, in the material world, the conditioned souls are in the same situation. Therefore, our only well-wishing friend who knows our condition is Krishna. We have no other friend. So therefore, Krishna came mercifully, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Das Gabriel Swami said, Jib Jago, Gore Chandra Bole. No, Krishna Das Gabriel Swami said 3 times. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Adabhuta Vadanya, Adabhuta Karunya, Adabhuta Udajya. Means mercifully, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully merciful. Udajya Moy, Bhagavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he came, he told us, wake up! Jib jago, gore chandra bole, kota nidra jomaya pisachira kore. You've been sleeping, you're dreaming, you're having nightmare. I've come to wake you up from it now. Because sometimes, like a child, maybe it's an adult, having a nightmare, you can see that it sometimes crying, making noise while asleep. And if it's something, when it's a very scary dream, you can see it's like, you know, having bad, you know, emotions, and then you work him up. So Krishna knows very well. So Mahaprabhu came to wake us up. And then he said, Tomare loite ami oino avatar, ama binabandu arki achetoma. Other than me, I've come here for you, Mahaprabhu says. I descended here just for you, other than me, who else your friend? How do we say this? Can you answer? We have a friend besides Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna? No. Yeah. All relationships with material world are illusory. They appear to be real, but they're not real. And why, like this, we attach to those? Because Maya is very powerful. Devi Shaguna Maya, Mama Maya, Bratia. It's Krishna's energy that makes you think real is unreal, shelter, non shelter, you know? Like this. Knowledge, like ignorance, and ignorance, knowledge. This is a work of Maya. Just everything completely upside down. And this, like you see, big scientists, big personalities, they convince about their ideologies. Yeah, it's my philosophy like this. I'm gonna do this. And then, you know, they proclaim themselves to be leaders and great personalities, and highly educated. They have their philosophies. They're leading people. They're leaders, and they really fix in that. They really convince about it. Now we listened to the Prabhupada lecture this morning. But we said, yes, if somebody wants to forget Krishna, there's that desire to forget Krishna, and Krishna, by his potency, makes him forget. Krishna said, Sarvesha Sangriti Sarvishto Mata Shmiti Jnana Apamcha. Knowledge, forgetfulness, remembrance, they all come from Krishna. So if somebody really wants to enjoy, become lorded over, to imitate Krishna, to be established himself as, you know, God or, you know, a controller, and Krishna grants him that ability. And he becomes bewildered by Maya, and his thinking process completely wrong. But if he wants to remember Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
this is all we do. Why we channel Krishna? We always, Krishna, please, I want to remember you. I don't want to forget you. If you said, the philosophers said that, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So we strive, we do everything just to remember Krishna. I know we've fallen, but we try. But Krishna, out of mercy, he causes us mercy. He can grant that remembrance. We can become able to always remember Krishna. Never forget him. So when we endeavor in this way, and Krishna said, remembrance come from him, so he can easily, you know, come and reside in you in the form of holy name, so that you always, the holy name will dance in your tongue, in your mind, everywhere. Remember Krishna. And also gives you knowledge who he is. He can reveal himself to you. So then the verse will say about that, you know, that for neophyte people, they shouldn't try to understand or to think that the activities of the Lord are exactly the same activities that people in the material world are performing. No. Bhakti jivas, conditioned souls, they don't know what transcendental is. And to understand the loving pastimes, the amorous pastime of Krishna, in transcendental. What the meaning of transcendental? They don't know. In the material world, everybody is meeting Krishna. For instance, people will say, oh, I love you in the material world. But it's not love for you. And people will say sometimes, enjoy yourself, right? Enjoy yourself. But there's no meaning with that. Only Krishna can enjoy himself. Because he's self-sufficient, he's admirant. He can enjoy within himself. But the tiny jiva can't do that. So we just imitating Krishna, we copying Krishna like a parrot. Parrot sometimes say, Krishna, Krishna, you know, that's not what it is. So that's why all these things we have here in this material world, originally, they are in the real platform in the spiritual world, but not in the material world. The material is just imitation. than saying I love you or enjoy yourself with these things. They have no meaning in material world. But just as we said that, if we see mirage in the desert, we cannot conclude, or if we find that there's no water, the only mirage, we cannot conclude there's no water. There's water, but somewhere else. So similarly, all these things, love and enjoyment in this material world, like this person again in the purpose says that we shouldn't deny material existence. It exists, material existence, but it's a reflection. As I said, if it's no object, you cannot get a reflection. So the reflection is a part of the object. But the nature of reflection is no substance. But you can't see it. Just we can look at yourself in the mirror and look how you look. Whether you look okay, whether you look bizarre, you look fine, you look in the mirror. But that in the mirror is reflection. Just to give an idea of who you are, how you look like. But if you want to do something to you, you do to your body, not to the mirror. So there's a reflection in the mirror. In this way, we can, through those analogies, we can understand that this material world is about a reflection, perverted reflection. Not only reflection, but perverted. So therefore, unless we become students of, transcendental school, transcendental knowledge, unless we acquire transcendental knowledge, there's no scope for us to understand the difference between Krishna's pastimes, although they look like human-like pastimes and our pastimes. Krishna self-sufficient, Supreme Personality of Godhead, his own is not energy. Example gave like a spider, how the spider does his co-work. He doesn't get things from outside or come from himself. The kind of, what do you call that? Secretion, something coming from spider, and with that it becomes the coward. Yeah, it doesn't come from outside, and when it wants to, to destroy that also again, it goes inside himself, so it doesn't become an excess. So Krishna's like that. Krishna is self satisfied. Is all his energies is energetic. He is a multifarious energies. So when Krishna engages in his pastimes, that's the meaning of transcendental. It's not like an ordinary person. So therefore, Rupa Nanam Das Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Horebe, Rupa Raghuna Akuti Horebe Akuti, Kabe Ama Bujoba Se Yugala Pirati. That don't try to understand the pastime of Krishna, especially Radha Krishna, pastimes of Radha Krishna, unless you study carefully the books of the Goswami, especially Rupa and Raghunatha. And now that the Goswami also said, in the same song, Nautan Lepa said that that when my mind becomes purified, then I can understand. I can understand Vrindavan. I can interpret Vrindavan. Just for what verse? Vishayacharya. Vishayacharya kave sudabe mana kave yamae rahu shri Vrindavan. So unless our mind becomes completely purified, we cannot interpret that. We cannot understand the pastimes of Radha Krishna. So to understand the Supreme Lord, we have to come first to a level called Tattva Bhogahi. Just like we said that Aham Brahmasmi, we cannot study any spiritual subject, the transcendental subject, on the material platform. We have to come first to a level of Brahma platform, Brahma Buddha. So it's called Tava Bogai. So the truth begins from spiritual platform, not material. So that's called Tava Bogai. Tava Nava Bohai, Brahma Gata. When we understand that, when we want to study the nature of the Supreme Lord, the nature of the soul, first we have to come, this all begins on the platform of Tava Bogai or Brahmagata, where that everything is spiritual, not material. In Brahmagata, we see the contradictions. Somebody said Krishna is not late, but he moves swiftly. No arms, he accepted, no hand, he accepts everything. No ears, but he hears everything. He has no eyes, but he sees everything. So Krishna is a whole of contradiction. But this is from the beginning form, platform of Brahmagata. Then we move the platform of Krishna as a person. This is called Aisorja Gata. Aisorja Gata, Krishna has two manifestations. One is Aisorja, and another one is called Madhurja. So in Aisorja, Krishna is there as Narayan. He's self-satisfied, Atmaram, have to come. He doesn't depend on anything. He doesn't take birth. He's not a baby. He doesn't grow up. He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need anything. And then when we come to the platform Madhurya, Krishna is just like a human being. He takes birth like just no ordinary child, accepting mother, depending on the mother's protection. And Krishna also tells lies, but Narayan is Supreme Truth, Satya Param Satya. But as a Krishna, as a child, Krishna tells lies, Krishna steals, Krishna is just a boy, depending on Mother Yashoda, Krishna's lasting in this way. So very difficult to understand Krishna and on a material platform. Although his pastimes, loving pastimes, the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, appears to be like the pastimes here, but actually we are imitating. But we should try to understand the reality. That means we have to perform sadhana properly. When we practice sadhana properly, you know, strictly, we follow rules and regulations, and then we come to the platform of Brahmagata. We see what the opulence of Krishna. We see that Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead. He's the greatest. At that time, by Krishna's mercy, we again come to the platform of spiritual darkness, whereby the pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan is just like ordinary person, but they are not ordinary. So we cannot understand those pastimes just by imagining. There's a process to enter Krishna's pastime. So everything here, romance, loving affairs, we're trying to perform in the material world, it's just a reflection of the spiritual world. Krishna is only the object of Krishna is only object of love. We should establish a relationship only with Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness is a matchless gift of the Supreme Lord to enable all the living entities to take part in his real pastimes, not his material pastimes, his illusory pastimes. So this is a greatest boon of the Lord for the conditioned soul. If you practice Krishna consciousness nicely, following the direction of the perfect process, spiritual master, this way, we can actually come out of this ignorance, this platform of imitating Krishna, then we can actually be situated on, we can enter the pastime of the Lord. So we should stop here. Can say more about time? Any question, comment?
See, in the third canto, it's explained that like Kunta Lama. Quran, it's also explained that they have like a man and woman, but they don't feel any lusty desire like this. We can also understand that Krishna, how he does this, be the source of Vishnu, for example. This means he is more good, that is purity complete there.
Yeah, you know, and that's why this is a transcendental platform, spiritual platform. Why? Because in the spiritual world, Krishna is alone. He, when Krishna wants to enjoy, he manifests his potency, the pleasure giving potency. Swami Damodara said, Radha Krishna Prena Bhukruti, Ladini Shaktis Maha. The Katma of him, the Katma, the Pipuva, the Abeda. They want, when Krishna wants to enjoy, Lila Aswadite Dari Virupa. This is a philosophy that Krishna is alone. When you want to manifest enjoying Rasa Lila or pastimes of enjoying melt, he becomes true. It's a minimum transcendental. But who can do up in the material world? Nobody can do that. So therefore, there's no lust. We actually lust, people in material world are lusty because they want something that don't belong to them anyway. They lust over something that doesn't belong to them. But Krishna is not like that. He says satisfied. But just for the sake of his pastimes, he becomes two. Lila rasa swalite dare dvi rupa. Dvi means two, forms. So that is Krishna and his internal potency, especially Krishna and Radharani. The all the gopis, they are all extensions of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is Purna Shakti, Krishna is Purna Shakti Man. Krishna is supreme, energetic, Radhar is a complete energetic, Radharani is a complete Shakti or potency of Krishna. So therefore, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing of lust. So love means, well, we can't say that Krishna loves himself. you love yourself better than anybody else. I mean, if you want to imitate Krishna. But we love this body, you know. So everything is just a reflection. So Krishna's spiritual world, Krishna loves himself. When Krishna loves himself, that is Radha Krishna. So there's no question of lust. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami nicely in Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again, he has always established the difference between lust and love. Is it completely of, it is like a hell, heaven and hell. Like a gold and piece of metal. Because in the spiritual world, everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure. There's no tinge of selfishness there. Everything does mean Krishna is pleasing. Krishna is pleasing himself. So you can't please yourself because you know yourself what you want exactly. But we, in material platform, material body, we try to do that, but it's not possible. But when we realize our spiritual position, transcend the position that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and we try to please Krishna in everything, then that time we get real pleasure. Otherwise, it's just illusory pleasure. If you're trying to be selfish, not to satisfy Krishna. This is the essence of all teaching. We have to establish a relationship with Krishna and do everything for Krishna's pleasure, then we can truly be satisfied. Can fulfill all our desires. Without that, no problem, no way. You know, we're going to be all suffering. Okay. I think we should stop here now.
question or comment?
Grantrashma Prabhupada
ki
jai. Srila Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki
jai.
Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki
jai.
Gaur Purnanande. I thank everybody. Thank you.
Okay, so also another announcement for Ray Biscoe, just a reminder to devotees that we will be shifting the offices tomorrow to those devotees who are involved with book distribution, and anyone who can assist with that and has some time would be good. I think from 10 o'clock the devotees are going to gather in the office and start to try to pack up the books and break down the shelving units and all different things like that, just so we can be ready on Friday morning to just move everything. Also, anyone who has any bits and pieces in the office or anything, if nothing, if something is not claimed or we can't tell if it's of value or not, then it will be disposed of, because we have to also clear out all the garbage and everything like that. So probably later this afternoon and tomorrow we're going to be big, lots of moving of stuff and loads and things. So if the birdies are available tomorrow also, that would be really appreciated. Okay. So we just read the scores. And Barber's Boutique, we distributed 7 books for 166 last reports. And in the Vinatrishna, we distributed prasadam for a total of 2,033 lunch reports. Self distribution key. Today is also Ekadasi, so just everyone remembers Ekadasi Vrata ki jai. And we'll offer our prayer to their lordships. Yashishi Radha Lanishwara, Jagannath Lali Subhadra, Shishi Gorani Tai, and Giri Govardhan. We offer our most respectful obeisances unto you. With a mood of deep gratitude and appreciation, we request your causeless mercy upon us. For your pleasure, we are endeavoring to distribute the books of your pure devotee Srila Prabhupada to the following conditioned souls of London. Please enable us to cooperate together in a mood of selfless service in order to maintain and increase our efforts. Please send more devotees to assist us in bringing many new souls to your lotus feet. We, surrendered servants, humbly beg. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada, distribution key, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. So we just need volunteers to serve breakfast prasadam today. Okay, ladies, and volunteers to help clean up the temple after breakfast. Anyone who can volunteer for that, so there's one, probably at least one helper. Anyone who can assist with that? Okay, great. All right, if everyone can please help with the prasadam chain, there are very few devotees, so we'll need everyone, all hands on deck. Thank you very much.